Now remember, because time isn't money, the use of your time doesn't always directly correlate with the amount of money you earn. Now, people may work from 9 to 5, but they might not be millionaires, they might not be billionaires. And to put this in perspective, you only have so many hours within the day to work, you only have so many hours within the year to work. Now, you work, if you only work based upon your hours, you most likely will never become a millionaire or a billionaire. You most likely will never gain financial independence because you're limited by your time. But if you use leverage in order to create assets, to create an income that is not only working for you while you work, but also while you sleep, you can understand that time is something you can use to your advantage. You can actually create more of it if you delegate, if you systemize your business, you systemize all of the efforts you have in terms of creating wealth. You make processes that work for you rather than having things that work against you and take away from your time and your energy. This is how people become millionaires and billionaires. They scale up their businesses and they use their lifestyle instead of building a lifestyle that is difficult to manage, and they have so many responsibilities and things to do for their work. They build a business around the lifestyle they want to have, and they systemize this business with processes that enable them to have more time and more energy to focus on the things that they want to work on, the things that they enjoy and love doing with their family and friends. Now that is the best use of their time and energy, and that creates freedom and opportunity, and most importantly, purpose, passion, and more profits. Woke up today with a pretty great thought about how time isn't money. I've been thinking about this for quite a while, but I didn't organize my thoughts until this morning. And I'm looking out my window now, and I've just seen how not just the world changes around me, but how time affects things. And to put it into perspective, last night I had pretty much planned out my marketing plan for the week, figured out how I want to go about all my work, and really just focus on the things that I need to do. But I hadn't really planned exactly what I was going to do to better optimize my time, like my habits, the repetitious things that I do each day. Now, I often try to say that, I try to say that to myself, I'm working to be a better version of myself. I'm working to create a positive change in my life, but within my personal brand, within the things that I do, my work, my experience has taught me that my time is so limited, and whether I'm micromanaging or not, or I'm delegating work to people, we all only have 24 hours in a day. And for this podcast episode, I'm gonna keep everything pretty succinct, right? Keep it simple. And we're just gonna talk about how time isn't money and just go about my own personal experiences along with some practical applications just for everybody listening. All right, so to begin this episode off, time isn't money. We've all thought and heard about how time is money, but in reality, that's just not true. You can't create more time for yourself. You can't get back the time that you've wasted, the time that you've already used. Now, for many people, there's a moment in time where you begin to realize how, important, how valuable your time actually is. To put it into perspective, for me, I work often nonstop for many long hours, and then I take many breaks, or just one long break. So, say I wake up, I get a few minutes of sleep, maybe an hour or two, and then I'll work for maybe
8, 9, 10, 12 hours straight. And then that's the most effective use of my time to put more hours in while taking more breaks in between. Now, for many people who work a 9-to-5 or you have some sort of entrepreneurial, yes, instinct within you, your working hours or projects or whatever you use to measure your time in terms of your work, you're working in periods where you need to be most productive. Now, to do that, you need to develop habits that are going to consist of structured discipline. So for me, that's waking up early, being able to exercise, take care of myself, have a healthy diet, keep my mental fortitude in check. I don't want to have any lingering thoughts about things the night before. I just want to be able to write everything down in my notebook or whatever it is that's on my mind the night before, and I can be able to solve problems while I sleep unconsciously. That's the most productive way I can spend my time before I go to sleep and then when I wake up. Now, for many people, they may not have habits like that where they're being able to solve problems unconsciously. They may not think that writing in a journal or a notebook is necessary because their thoughts are just things that they immediately act upon, and they may not take time to really expound on them to have higher level thinking. Maybe just meditating for a while is something that many people may not do within their day-to-day lives. But for me personally, I know that when I'm not meditating, when I'm not taking the time to write my notebook, have a very, I don't want to say discreet, but kind of like a private time to myself where I can really just focus on my thoughts and meditate with high-level thinking that isn't, it's not being in a kind of shut out mindset where I'm just shutting out the world, but I'm not distracted by things. That's the best type of mentality and kind of workaround to when you need to be productive is getting your mindset first straight. And that leads into better management of yourself because each minute that you're not being productive, right, in terms of building your net worth, increasing your income, etc., you're spending time that is either a wasted or you're not using it as wisely as you could have been. Now, to make this more practical and have it apply to your lives, take the habits that you have in the morning. Say you work out, get that morning exercise, which we all want and need, but may not have the time to do so, or we just don't have the habit of actually exercising in the morning. Take exercising, for example. I work out fairly early, so I'm going anywhere from maybe 4:30 to 5:30 a.m. That's when I work out. Now, a lot of people are sleeping at 4:30 or 5:30 in the morning, and when people are sleeping, I get it, they have their own priority set for themselves, but I know that I take the time out of my day to work out, take care of my body and my mind, I'll be in a better position to do more proactive work where I'm not just being, well, I'm not just being in the moment where I can say, this is a great decision, this is a good decision, this is the best decision. I can just do things quite literally on my own and just kind of narrow down what needs to be done in terms of priority management. I can say, this is the best decision, and I'll just focus on the best decision. I'm not going to look at the great decision, I'm not going to look at the good decision because there's no need to. I'm not going to spend time trying to make judgments that aren't going to lead me towards my goals for my vision. I'm not going to waste any time with those distractions when I can just work on what's best for me in that particular moment in time. Now, that starts all in the morning. Say for you, for example, what if you don't have breakfast or you may not have the habit of working out in the morning? What can you do that's going to increase your productivity? What can you do that's going to be the best for you in that certain moment of time? And most importantly, what can you do that's going to lead you closer to your goals in terms of how you manage yourself, just in terms of your habits? If you're not asking questions like these, questions that will bring you closer to your goals, right? Your vision, How can you possibly answer the question that's really most important is what can you do with your time right now that is most productive? And for many people, that's obviously in the morning, they're just getting ready for work or they're going to school or whatever it may be. And they're not asking themselves such serious questions that can have ramifications that either bless them for 20 years to come down the road, or they kind of just get distracted in a moment where the blessing of time as a gift to us, because we can't control it, it can become a curse where because you didn't do something, or because you forgot, or because you neglect and you live in ignorance, time then becomes something that's haunting to you. Now, that's one thing I've done my best to avoid, where time has been very good to me because I've managed my priorities, because I've managed myself in a way that I'm doing things that are best for me in this matter. Now, I understand that because time is something we can't control, the way I create these podcast episodes is around my life where I have a moment of clarity and I can really just get my thoughts out in a way that's clear and very underst like you have to understand that to make a podcast episode like this, the time that I put into it is almost an hour maybe. But for many people, they're like, why would you spend an hour just to make a podcast episode? Like, don't you have other things to do? Don't you have work? And I'm like, yeah, I do. But if you have something that's valuable for people, and especially with my own life, I've understood how time isn't money, and I understood how there's no excuse for wasting your time. Because at the end of the day, it's your life. You need to be able to manage it in a way that's going to be best for you so you can be happy, you can be healthy, you know? You can do everything that you want to do. And that's really the goal of this episode, is to be able to get you into that mindset of where you can create habits that will help you manage yourself better, that will help you learn how to use the time that you have now in a more efficient manner so you can be happy. Now, as we begin to really dive into our habits of what we do daily, gotta take account is taking into account what you're doing right now is you're listening to a podcast to help improve yourself, right? Help make a change that's going to be something you can see, something you can feel, and it's going to be a resolution to something that you want to happen. But before you get to that resolution, you need to have a vision. You need to have goals. You need to have priorities. Most importantly, you need to, in order to achieve these things, you need to have the right habits, the right mentality. And because you now understand that time isn't money, the way you view the world, you view people, you view things, places, and to understand that your time is very limited. And this goes for everything you do, same for the people around you. The people you're going to be associating yourself with, they will either take from you, right? Because people are parasites in one perspective. You look at how we take from the earth, and we constantly need to keep consuming as if there's something keeping us in this kind of limbo. Now, of course, we all need to eat and drink water to stay alive, but you look at what we do to the earth, and you say that in our time here, thousands of years, throughout the millennia, we've consumed so much of the earth. And you can look at the planet and you see the effects we've had throughout time. Now, you can argue that humans are doing a lot of good for the planet, and you can also argue that humans are doing a lot of bad. But in my perspective, I've seen the consumption and I can't justify it. I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor. I can't say everything that we've done is great, but I can't say that everything we've done is bad either. Throughout the time here that we've been on this earth. And so when I look around at people now, I ask myself this question without judgment, like, of course, without judgment to people, because I don't want to waste their time and I don't waste my own time. And so I just ask this question to myself, and I ask sometimes to the actual person themselves, you know, what is the best use of your time? What is the best use of, you know, your energy in this particular moment in time? Now, for a lot of people that I ask this question to, they give me an answer. They're like, oh, well, maybe I'm doing work, or I'm studying, or I'm talking with you, you know, I'm trying to go about this project in a different way. And many people give me these straight answers of what they're just currently doing now. What they forget is that time is linear, right? At least in this perspective, we can look at it this way, that time is linear. Now, before we can get into things like quantum theory and how time can change forms, we can look at your time in terms of its linear position. So, say when you wake up, you have a conversation with your friend. Your friend asks you, what is the best use of your time today? You'll say, A, either I'm going to go to work, or B, I'm going to go to school, or C, I'm just going to go do something I enjoy, maybe a project or an activity that you've been wanting to work on for a while but haven't had the time to. Now, your friend will agree with you that those are all great things to do, and those are all great uses of your time. But your friend can also bring up the question, what is the best use of your time in terms of your energy, right? What do you have the energy to do right now? And in terms of your energy, what is the best use of your energy to live and lead a most productive life in terms of your worth, right? In terms of your net worth specifically, and in terms of your worth as the value you bring to the marketplace. Now, many people never ask themselves these questions. They never look at their lives in terms of their net worth, or they never look at their lives in terms of, you know, return on time invested, return on just any return on any investment, really. But in terms of time and energy, you need to realize that because your time and energy is actually very limited, the choices you make, the activities you pursue, are what will forever define you and either build you up or tear you down in the long run as time moves on in this linear perspective we have. Now, because we've discussed, you know, the questions that are paramount in terms of your management of yourself, we need to look at the best use of your time in terms of efficiency, as well as your energy. Now, personally for me, my example is, as I make this podcast episode, there's only so much time I can commit to the episode, right? Maybe an hour or two in terms of creating the content, editing it, and being able to work on social media, things like that, for distribution and marketing. Now, when I could do all these things myself, it could take me an hour or two. Or when I could delegate them, it could take me maybe 5 to 10 minutes in order just to plan the content. And in terms of creating content, it could take me maybe 20 to 30 minutes just to record each segment and have it edited. Now, that's a huge, huge investment on time. You'd say, what? You went from 2 hours, maybe an hour, down to, what, 35 minutes? That's a huge, huge investment of time, but also you saved a lot of time as well, right? I'm like, yeah, but in terms of efficiency, you could delegate the entire podcast, but of course the listeners, you per se, you're not listening to this podcast just because it's valuable information for you so you can get transformation that you want and need. You're listening because I'm speaking to you and because you want to listen to me. You're interested in this because there's a personal connection between the two of us. You may not know who I am per se in real life, but you've listened to me before, and if you haven't, then I can just explain to you that my name is Adam Salim. I do social media marketing. I'm CEO of Chaotic Convergence Gaming. It's an esports company. We do graphic design, coaching, and consulting. And I'm also a very, very, very avid, I guess you could say,
social pioneer in terms of the revolution we see in the 21st century with millennials and kind of how we interact with technology. Now, when I was a kid, smartphones and all the amazing technology we have now that keeps us connected was in the super early stages, right? We're talking about pre-iPod, pre-cell phone even, when we have just basic computers that connect us to the internet. Now, what I did with these basic computers in order to really excel in school, just to give you some backstory, was I worked on games, I worked on, I guess, social media networks that were just barely being developed. So things like, I don't know if people remember exactly how huge the Yahoo platform used to be, but I used to spend my time often on Yahoo just looking at the news, right? Seeing what trends were happening. And a lot of the things that I witnessed was games were on the rise. So online gaming has been huge, esports specifically. But also technology has risen to the point where we have a huge influx of people that are very educated, right? Millennials. The majority of us are very educated in terms of technology and what we can do with it. And so that helps us save time, helps us be more efficient, and helps us complete tasks that we could take time to do ourselves, but we could also delegate and also optimize, streamline the task itself to save more time and have better use of our energy, be more efficient that way. What I didn't know as a kid when I was working on these projects for social media and technology itself and looking at these trends was I'd be creating content based around the knowledge that I've gained throughout the years. Now, to make this more relevant to you, to see in a different perspective, you're using the internet to listen to this podcast. And if you're not, you may have downloaded the podcast and listening to it on whatever device you may be listening to it on. I'm not sure. But either way, you had to A, go onto the internet, and B, find the podcast, and maybe even C, download the podcast. Now, in order to save time in this process, you could have maybe bookmarked the podcast or, I guess, subscribed and gotten an email notification. But whichever way that you were alerted to the podcast, you A, had to find a way to consume the content, right? Of course, you had to get to the content first, right? But you also have to consume the content, so you're listening to the podcast. Now, in many forms, you have a great opportunity to listen to the podcast. That's great. For many people, listening is awesome, and that's what they plan to do with the podcast. For other people, they don't just want to listen. They want to be a part of the podcast, which I'm not open to having guests at the moment. But there's also the other third type of person who would want to be kind of featured in the podcast, but they don't want to say anything, right? They want to have like a shout out or something, and they don't want to put the time and energy in to really be a part of the whole system, the whole process of creating the podcast episode. Now, for these type of people, I don't really have any time for, and I don't tolerate things like that because it's not how I want to go about creating this content. I don't want to monetize it. I don't want to do anything that's going to take away from the value that you get in terms of what you want to hear and in terms of our relationship, because I don't want to just bombard you with ads. It's pretty rude, and that's not a very good use of your time or energy, just to listen to someone who's going to just spam you with ads all day. One thing I will do, though, in this podcast episode is be very specific in the outcome that we need to achieve here. So you understand that time isn't money. You can't gain back time that you've wasted, time that you've used already. But what you can do is actually create time in terms of the energy and how you're using your energy. Specifically is one example where you have social media. You can create long form content on YouTube. Now, this can be a video where you upload any how-to tutorials or some type of entertainment or report anything that's going to give value to your audience in terms of what they want and need, and something that you enjoy doing. And because it's YouTube, it'll stay on the platform, the video per se, it'll stay on the platform for upwards of 6 years. Now that's a very long time. Now, if you consider that the platform might not be around in 6 years, then there's that perspective. But in my opinion, I feel like YouTube will be around for a very long time. And any content you do create on YouTube could be there, well, indefinitely, depending on how long the platform is there, right? That is one way to create time in terms of your market value, in terms of your net worth, right? Because you create that one video and you can gain off that one video forever. Now your audience can also gain off that one video forever. Now that's assuming that they've consumed the content, right, that you've created for the video. But another thing we have to consider is, what if you don't want to create long form content, right? What if you don't want to create videos for YouTube that could be on the platform for 6+ years? You need to use social media in a way that's going to enable you to reach people who want to hear your message. Now, for me personally, I do this through social media marketing. I use YouTube, I use Twitter, I use really all the popular platforms, especially Twitter and things like Twitch TV, because these platforms enable me to reach my audience directly, and there's a very, very low barrier to entry, right? Meaning I can just create a post or here, or I can create a post or two here, and it could be a video or just some text, and it's easy for people to understand. Now, what I've realized is people respond best to video because, in terms of entertainment value, people love watching videos. But people also respond very well to images. Now, in terms of energy, it takes very little to consume content that's in video format as well as an image. We all know a picture is worth 1,000 words, but of course, any content that you create, whether it's just text, an image, or a video, it needs to be entertaining and also educational for your audience so they feel empowered after they've consumed your content. You don't want people to come away after consuming your content feeling like they didn't learn anything. It wasn't entertaining. It was boring. They didn't enjoy what they consumed. So at that point, how could they feel empowered if there was no fulfillment? That's the point we want to come across as we look at our time. If you're doing something you don't enjoy, you don't feel fulfilled, there's no purpose, passion, and especially profit behind what you're doing in terms of monetary benefit, how could you possibly do that for the next 20 years of your life? You'd be miserable. Now, applying this to your own life with your habits, daily habits per se, specifically, you need to have the correct habits to create the life that you want. You need to be able to tell yourself, I'm going to do A, which is either exercise, or B, have a better diet in terms of protein intake or something like lowering your levels of fat that could be harmful for you. Things like this are very specific, and in the long term, they really do matter, but many people don't create the habits that will build them up in this time. They don't create the habits that will help set them up for success in the future. They're so focused on short-term pleasure, short-term gratification, which will often lead to destruction. And that's why we're here in this podcast episode, to discuss how time isn't money, because if you've wasted any time before listening to this podcast with habits, decisions, you know, people, actions, places, or things that were a waste of your time and energy, you can't get that time back. Now, that could be resources wasted. That could be your own purpose, fulfillment, and joy wasted. When you could have been doing something you actually love to do. That's the biggest fear I have in 2019, is knowing that I could have done something that was a better use of my time and energy, that I would have loved to do instead of doing something that was just not a good use of my time and energy, something that was absolutely so horrible. I feel bad the next day because I did it. Now, for many of you listening, you will understand that there's only so much time in a day, right? You have 24 hours. But for each hour, you need to decide how you're going to spend your time. And of course, for each hour, what is the best use of your energy? Because your energy is limited throughout the day, and you have to sleep and eat, of course, to maintain homeostasis. You need to learn what is best for you specifically in your life. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a professional in any shape or form and way, I know enough about time and energy management to say that you cannot actually manage time. And in terms of your energy, you can only manage your energy as well as you use it, right? The things you choose to use your time and energy on are the things that define you. And because you're limited to 24 hours a day, and however much energy you have, depending on your lifestyle, your habits that you create around your daily activities, you're very limited. And once you learn this, on top of the things I do each day, you start to live differently. You start to look at the people around you and tell them, hey, I'm not comfortable with the things you're doing, but we're still friends, you know, we're still family, we're still okay. But I'm going to start to separate myself from maybe these activities that we're doing and start to focus on things that are more important. Start to focus on things that have more of an impact on the lives of others because I realize I'm not happy doing this activity. I'm not happy doing something that may be for self-gratification instead of actually serving humanity. This type of mindset will lead you to abundance, not just now, but in the long term. All right, we've covered a lot of great topics, great things to really help you understand the mindset you should have when it comes to managing yourself, managing your energy, and creating better habits to best, you know, adapt yourself to the situation that you have personally for your life. Now, these habits that you create, you want to base them around things that you want and need, right? You don't want to create a habit that isn't going to help you. It's not going to help others. It's not going to help you feel more freedom and more joy in the long run. But what you do want to do is, in retrospect, keep in mind the time that you have for each activity in the day, for each habit that you want to pursue. Because things like exercise, things like creating a proper diet, creating content, creating anything really within your life, it's going to take an extraordinary amount of time and energy. And even if you start at 5 minutes a day working on this habit, it could be the best habit you've ever worked on, the best habit you've ever created. But 5 minutes a day, if you miss one day, it may not be a biggie. It may not be something that is detrimental to your health or your finances. But imagine if you miss a week, or you miss a month, or you miss an entire year of working on this habit. That adds up. And the problem we face is knowing exactly what consequences we will have if we have not managed ourselves in terms of what habits we need to keep, what habits we need to kick off. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people create a great habit to only have the habit kicked off by something that is less worthy of their time and energy, a habit that could be detrimental to their health and finances. Now, an example of my own life is creating content. I do this daily, I do this weekly, I do this monthly, I do this yearly. It's my job. But what I understand is, in order to create content, I need to be proactive. I can't just sit down and say, oh, I don't want to create a graphic today, or I don't want to do consulting and coaching. I can't say no to an opportunity because then it affects me, my family, but it also affects the people that I work with, my students, the people that who hire me. These people I cannot simply say no to because they're my business partners, the people I work with, people I care about. The consequences are huge in that respect because it's not just my life that my choices affect. Now, because content creation is something that I can do quite easily myself now because of my habits, I'm trying to apply my own work to things that I've never done before, the habits that I have to things that I'm interested in doing. I want to create content around the work that I'm coming up with later in 2019 for esports, but I need a team. I need a bigger staff. And for that, I might need to create some type of office space where everybody can collaborate together. Now, that is a great dream, but if I don't create the habits now to work to get to that vision, to make this dream a reality, I will not have an opportunity to share this content that I love and want to create with everybody in the world. Now, to make this more personal for you, what exactly do you want to do in 2019? What exactly do you want to create? What exactly do you want to bring about in your life in terms of projects, activities, and just what habits do you really want to kick off? What habits do you want to create? Ask yourself these questions and ponder for a minute. The answers to these questions are the answers that will shape your life in a way that will either push you forward and bring you a great momentum in the way that you need to go for a better direction, or it'll give you some clarity and understanding that the habits you have now, the choices you're making now, the actions, the events that have led up to this point are not what you want and need. Now, that's a personal thing to do, and I can't answer those questions for you. That's up to you to answer each and every question in a way that's going to be directly related to you because you're responsible. It's your life. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. Understand that your time is something you can never get back if you've wasted it, if you've spent it, and if you've gone about using it in a way that is not the best for yourself. But you have a chance now to do something that's going to be radically different. You have a chance to create habits that will give you more freedom, and in turn, maybe even give you more time in terms of how you want to spend your day, how you want to live your life, and how you want to see the benefits of better personal management and better use of your energy. So you can see the time that you've used later on within your life reap rewards that you cannot possibly imagine. That's the key. That's the goal of what many people want and need, but haven't been able to truly gather any real foundation towards. They haven't been able to give themselves a step up in terms of a head start where they can have habits that push them in the right direction that they want to go in, because they're so caught up in a mindset that's bringing them down. And it may not be wealth creation or better use of their time and being efficient with their energy. It could just be that they don't have the mental fortitude or the resources at hand to create habits that they want to create. And that's understandable, but this is 2019. You can ask for help. You can always go to a professional. It may be whoever you know with a degree in a certain field, someone who is a licensed doctor and is accredited and able to practice within your state, province, or country. Anyone who can help you bring about the change you need to do immediately so you can live a better, happy, sustainable, a more meaningful life with purpose, passion, and more profits. Now, that sounds great, but it's up to you. These habits you create are things that you must learn how to work with daily, learn how to upbring and nurture over time, because you may not see the results immediately. You may not see results within a week or a month or a year, but habits are things that everybody has, and habits are things that everybody needs to learn to control. Now, this comes down to how you manage yourself, and because you know time isn't money, you don't have time to waste anymore. You don't have time to tell yourself no. You have to tell yourself yes. Today is the day I'm going to make changes. Today is the day I'm going to take an effort to do good things and replace the bad better habits. Replace the things that have wasted your time and energy with things that will give you more energy, things that will nurture your beliefs and the things that you care about and have passion for, to be able to actually work on projects and things that you love, be able to spend more time with your loved ones. Now imagine a life like that, a life where you're living a productive, a more fulfilled life where you're happy and you don't have to tell yourself things are impossible anymore, because you'll know, due to your way of life, your lifestyle, changes are possible and anything that you want to happen can happen. This abundance mindset, this mindset of creating wealth in terms of the quality of life you want and the quality of life that you need, is something that you can totally own, totally be responsible for, and totally understand that whatever change you need to bring about, all you need are the correct habits. All you need is a great mindset, a mindset focused on growth, and a mindset focused on being the most productive person you can be with the right attitude and the right skill set. Most importantly, you need the right attitude and the right skill set to be able to bring about great changes in your life. And only then will you understand that your life, although you have limited time and energy, time isn't money. But definitely, time is your most valuable resource. And if you learn how to use it more wisely, you'll be able to create, in terms of your own life and the lives of others, maybe more meaningful memories, and maybe time that otherwise could not be had.